This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Habayim, welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yomis. We're learning Mesaches Soita, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, and Ches Berchos Kohen Gadol Ketzad. What were the brachos of the Kohen Gadol? Chazan HaKnesses, the Shamish of the Beis HaKnesses, that was in the Har HaBayis, near the Azara. He's called the Chazan, a language of Chozeh. He has to see what the needs are. Noitel Sefer Torah, he would take a Sefer Torah from the Shul, V'noisna L'Rosh HaKnesses, and he would give it to the head of the Knesses, the one who was established of, in all inyanim of the Beis HaKnesses, who would daven for the Amud, who would read the Torah. V'Rosh HaKnesses Noitel L'Skan, and the Rosh HaKnesses would give it to the assistant Kohen Gadol, the Malam Makom of the Kohen Gadol, if the Kohen Gadol became possible. V'Haskan Noitel L'Kohen Gadol, the assistant would give it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol oimed umakabel. The Kohen Gadol would stand and receive the Sefer Torah from the Skan. V'korei oimed, and he would read the Torah standing. V'korei, and the Kohen would read in the Sefer Torah achrei mois, the Parshas Ha'avoda of Yom Kippur, the Ach Be'asar of the Parsha of the Mayados in from Emar, and the Goylel Esa Torah. They would roll the Torah after Ach Ba'asar, Manich B'cheko, he would put it under his arm in his lap. Omer, he would say, Yoyser Mimasha Karisi Lefnechem Kasav Kan, more than I read before you is written here. Uva Asar Shabachodesh Hapkudim, and the parsha of Asar Lachodesh Hashvi that's written in Bamidbar, which is called Chomesh Hapkudim, Karei Alpeh, he would read it by heart. Umavarech Aleha, and he would make a bracha on this Kriya, Shemayna Brachas, eight brachas, Ala Torah, the bracha, the brachas ha-Torah before and after. V'al ha-Avoida, the bracha of Ritzei. V'al ha-Yadaya, the bracha of Maidim. Like in Shemon Esrei. V'al mechilas ha-Avoin, and the bracha of Slach Lanu. V'al ha-Mikdash. And on the Mikdash, that Hashem should establish the Mikdash on its correct place. V'al Yisrael, that the Shechina should not depart from them. V'al ha-Kohanim, that Hashem should be mekabel their karbanos. V'al shar ha-Tfila, and the rest of the Tfila, the rest of the tefillah, their tchinais, the rina, the bakasha, and then he would end, Hoysha Hashem es amcha Yisrael, sh'amcha Yisrael tzrichim v'hivasheya, baruch atah Hashem sh'aymeh tefillah. Mishnah Ches, Parshas HaMelech Ketzad. How would they fulfill the Parsha of the Melech? Ma'itzai Yom Tov HaRishon Shechag. Ma'itzai, the first day of Yom Tov of Sukkot, Bashmini, in the beginning of the eighth year of the Cheshvan of Shemitah, which is B'ma'itzai Shvius, Matzai Shmita, Ois and Loi, they would make for the king Bima Shal Eitz, a platform of wood ba'azara in the Ezos Nashim, V'hu Yoshev Aleh, the king would sit on it. Shenemar, as it says, Miket Sheva Shanim B'moyed, at the end of 7 years, Chazan V'goymer, etc. Chazan HaKnesses Noitel Sefer Torah, the Chazan HaKnesses would take a Sefer Torah, V'nois and L'Rosh HaKnesses, he would give it to the head of the Beis HaKnesses, the Shamish, V'Rosh HaKnesses Noitel Skan, the Rosh HaKnesses would give it to the Skan of the Kohen Gadol, V'Skan Noisin the Kohen Gadol, the Skan would give it to the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol Noisin Lamelech, the Kohen Gadol would give it to the king, V'Hamelech Oimei, the king would stand up, U'mekabel, and receive the Sefer Torah, V'Koyrei Yoshev, he would read it sitting, Agripas HaMelech, Agripas the king, who is from the children, the descendants of Hordas, Amad V'Kibel, he got up, and he received the Sefer Torah, V'Kara Oimei, he read it standing, V'Shibchu Chachamim, the rabbis praised him. Baruch Shehigia, when Agrifas reached in the Kriya, the Parsha of the Melech, Leisucha Lasis Alecha Ish Nachri, you cannot place upon you a foreigner, a Gentile, Zogu Ein of Demas, his eyes streamed with tears. Amrulai, they said, Altis Yari Agrifas, don't be afraid. He was crying because he read that he's Pasul Amalchus. They said to him, don't be afraid, Agrifas. Achinu Ata, you're our brother. Achinu Ata, you're our brother. Achinu Ata, you're our brother. The Kare, the king would read from Devarim, Mitchilas Eila HaDvarim, from the beginning of Devarim, Ad Shema, until Shema and Parshas Vaschanan, Ushema, he would read the Parsha of Shema, V'hoya Im Shamaya, he would read V'hoya, because of Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, he would read Aser to Aser in Re'e, he would read Kisachala Laser, and Uparshas HaMelech in Shoiftim, and the blessings and curses from the Teichacha, ad shegomer kol ha-parsha, until the pasuk milavad habris asher karas itam b'chayrev, bracha shekohen gadol mevarech oisan, the brachas that we learned in the previous Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol would make, Hamelech Mevarchas, and the king would make, Elashenoisin Shalgalim Tachas Mechilas Ha'avain. Instead of Mechilas Ha'avain that the Kohen Gadol would say in Yom Kippur, the king would say the bracha of the regalim, that is Ata Bechartanu. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.